Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Getting more infrastructure for higher blends of ethanol from a company getting more ethanol out of corn. I'm John Davis reporting. One of the challenges higher blends of ethanol from 15 to 85%, E15 to E85, face is having enough stations carrying the green fuel that consumers want. Kelly Manning with Growth Energy says consumers want more ethanol, but might not know to ask station owners to carry it. Growth Energy is working to make sure retailers know the want is out there.
In those one-on-one meetings, we communicate that to them, and we're communicating that now to a broader audience across the whole convenience store network.
A challenge stations face is having the infrastructure to handle the higher blends. Q agribusiness company Syngenta, which is already helping ethanol producers with its Enogen variety of corn that gets more gallons of ethanol out of each bushel compared to more conventional hybrids. Syngenta's David Witherspoon says his company is trying to do something about the amount of infrastructure available to handle ethanol by starting a fund that matches $1 for every acre of Enogen grown.
We were discussing, okay, what else can we do in the industry to help support ethanol, that really helps support our farmers, our customers, because we have customers at ethanol plants and customers that are farmers, being ag chemical and seed company. And the one thing we were looking at is we really need more infrastructure out there to get more E15 in the market. That helps us all. And so we said, what could we do? And so one idea was, well, the farmers that support us on the acres, let's take a portion of that money based on the acres of energy we plant, and let's put that back into the ethanol industry. And more importantly, we want to put in that infrastructure to get more gasoline pumps where we can sell more E15 and therefore use more ethanol.
This summer, Syngenta announced $108,000 for infrastructure from last year's plantings. And Witherspoon says that will more than double with this year's crop.
Then we hope to be here, plan to be here next year, and having another press conference like we did with all the fine folks from NASCAR and Growth Energy and Iowa Renewable Fuels, and presenting another check next year. After that, we'll have to say, where do we go from here? We'll step back after the third year, and we'll see how things are progressing from an infrastructure standpoint, and we'll decide what else we'll do. But we'll keep supporting the ethanol industry.
Manning says Syngenta's announcement is good news, and Growth Energy is going to build on that capital investment with getting the word out to consumers.
The biggest piece is how to promote and market and sell this product once it ends up at that retail location. So that's the investments that folks are making in the industry, and this one Syngenta stepped up with, is a piece of that. So there's a lot of things that have to happen when folks make the move to higher level blends. And when we can offer people, consumers, more choices, we all win. So we use those funds and elements to kind of work a lot of different channels, and ultimately the consumer saves money and we become less dependent on foreign oil and all the great things that go on around our industry.
Manning says they've noticed independent gas stations seem to be the quickest to adopt offering the higher blends of ethanol, and with aggressive but profitable pricing, those stations are building market share.
We are moving in the right direction. There's still a lot of work to be done. I think as an industry, what we've really realized is we have to talk to these folks. We have to talk to them about the benefits of our product and how they can realize more profits at their stations. And maybe the dialogue wasn't presented correctly from the industry about 5 years ago. And today it's a different dynamic. Once we can get in front of these larger retailers to small retailers, They get it.
And that will eventually draw in the big fuel retailers as well.
I think what's going to happen is the competitiveness and what they're going to see going across the street, and the store counts will drop and they'll grow for their competitor across the street, will hopefully potentially provide enough pressure for them to move. And even at the end of the day, when they have to do that, they win too.
Right.
The consumer wins because more people are offering the fuel at less than what it was.
Syngenta's dollar per acre infrastructure fund was announced, fittingly enough, at a NASCAR event where race fans have seen just how good ethanol really is.
I can tell you throughout the whole NASCAR network, who are these folks coming here today, most of them are pretty passionate NASCAR fans. Our percentage of support has went up significantly. when we entered the sport just over 3 years ago, over half the folks that are, call themselves avid fans did not like ethanol. Today, over 75% are positive on ethanol, like the fuel. It's being used. They know it's being used in the series and in the sprint series and nationwide in the Camping World Truck Series like here tonight. And they've lost that fear of what they maybe believed about ethanol and are passionate about that product today.
Witherspoon says Syngenta wants to be part of the movement to give consumers more choice in their fuel options, a choice he believes will be overwhelmingly in favor of E15 and above.
Number one, when you give consumers a choice, we've seen E10 go across this country very fast. And when they get, I think when consumers get a choice and get these gas pumps out there, they'll go with E15 as well. Second thing with NASCAR, and the Indy cars here are also running the E85. You know, there's a lot of care taken with these engines. And they're running the same E15 and E85 you can get at the gas station. But these engines, they've got 6 million miles on these NASCAR engines, and they're using it in all 3 years of NASCAR. But these motors, can, with all the strain and stress they're putting on these motors, E15 is having no negative effect. Miles per gallon, or wear and tear on these motors. If these motors can handle it, your cars can handle it. And that's what we're really showing and proving here. Because believe me, these guys would not put their time, the effort in these motors for these cars if they thought E85 and E15 was going to give them a problem.
Manning says beyond any pricing or performance issue, consumers need to get behind more ethanol.
We know that if we work hard and we do the right thing for our country, which this is so much, and the more you understand about it, the more that comes to light. And the American farmer is a wonderful group of folks. We are so lucky to be working in agriculture, doing things in our country, and this is good. So let's go get some more.
I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.